Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for Rabbi Norman Rossi Sheyichyu. And this Mas Maris Esther Bas Rishmul is Chus Moshita Ben Peshadina. And this is based on the Sefer Beis Aaron of the great Gaon, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, Rav Aaron Cohen. Simon Chof Gimel, Sefer Beis Aaron. The Tor in Tavkuf Pei Beis writes in the name of Rav Shmuel Ben Chofni, in the Nusach of the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on the weekday, you say Yom Teruah. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you say Zichron Teruah. And so writes the Rosh at the end of Rosh Hashanah. And the Makor is from the Maseches Sofrim, Perek Yotes. So the Rambam in the Seder Tefillah of Hashanah writes in the Nusach Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh, Zichron Teruah. So it looks from the Lashon of the Rambam that even on the weekday we say Zichron Teruah, and we have to understand where do you get this Shinui Nusach. In the Maseches Sofrim, you see that on the weekday you say Yom Teruah, only on Shabbos you say Zichron Teruah. So why does the Rambam always say to say Zichron Teruah? So now in our Nusach, Fimenag Ashkenaz V'Svard, there are Shinuyim from the Nusach that are brought in the Maseches Sofrim. There the Nusach is brought that on Rosh Hashanah we say Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Over Rosh Hashanah Hazeh. Over Yom Tkiyas Shofar Hazikaron Hazeh. So that's what you say, that's the Nusach, we don't say that. But that's the Nusach of Maseches Sofrim. Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, Over Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, Over Rosh Hashanah Hazeh, Over Yom Tkiyas Shofar Hazikaron Hazeh. The Gra, the Girsa is, instead of Yom Tkiya Shofar, Yom Teruah Hazeh. The Turi brings like the Nuscha we have, and we have to understand why we're Mishana from the Nuscha. What do we say? We say Yom Teruah. And what does it say in Masechta Sofrim? We Yom Tkiya Shofar. We say Yom Teruah. Why do we go against the Maseches Sofrim? And also all the additions that it says there. Shchodesh, Yomtiv, etc. Why don't we have all that? Why are we changing from the Maseches Sofrim? Now even the Nusach of the Sima Barucha, there's a Shinui. The Maseches Sofrim, it says that we say, V'kadish Yisrael v'yom hazikaron v'azmanim. And in our Nusach, Mekadish Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. So again, Nochamal, you see that we're not consistent with the Nusach of the Maseches Sofrim. You have to understand why not. So we can be miyashiv this betuv tam v'das. First, we're going to be miyashiv the Nusach of the Rambam. That we say Zichron and Teruah, even when it comes out on a weekday. Maseches Sofrim says no, it's only Shabbos. Vanirala says Tam al Shinui Zeh, based on what Rav Aaron writes in the Sefer and Siman Yud, the Feirush Divrei HaTorah Kohanim, Parashas Emor, and Parashas Yud Aleph in the Torah Kohanim, is Machlokes Tanoim Rav Elazar Rav Akiva. And the pasuk of Shabbosim Zichron Teruah Mikra Kodesh. Elazar says, Shabbosim is Kedushas Hayom, Mikra Kodesh Kacheyu. That's what it means, Shabbosim Zichron Teruah Mikra Kodesh. Shabbosim is Kedushas Hayom. And then it says Mikra Kodesh, that means Kacheyu. Vamelo Rabbi Akiva, Eino Omer Ela Shabbosim Shavus. Shekenu Pasech B'Shvisa Rishayim. What's Shabbosim? Shabbosim is Shavus. Because it opens up with Shvisa. That's the Shabbosim. Mikra Kodesh is Kedushas Hayom. That's the Machlokes. So, what's Pshat? That on Rosh Hashanah there's a special Kedusha of Kedushas Yom HaZikaron. Besides the general Kedusha, that Rosh Hashanah is included in the Kedusha of all the Moedos. And one in Rosh Hashanah is one of the Moados, it's in that system. And on the other end is a special Kedusha Sayyom of Yom HaZikaron. Rav Lezer holds that Shabbosin is Kedusha Sayyom. That's the special Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. And then when he says Mikra Kodesh, Kacheyu, that's talking about the Kedusha Klalis of all the Moados. V'makadesh all the Moados, and the Minoik Shvisa Mimalacha, V'chein Shadina Manoagim B'chol HaMoados. Rabbi Kiva holds lehefech Shabboson ze kedushas hanogas hashvisa. That's kol hamodos. So Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein omer ela Shabboson shvus." In other words, I'm holding, says Rabbi Akiva, that this Shabboson is the kedusha klolus of all the modos. Not like you hold that Shabboson is the specific kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. I hold that it's the general kedusha. And mikra kodesh is kedusha sayom. What does that mean? That's the special Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. So afuch al afuch, each one holds the other opposite from the other one. But the Al-Kopanim, you see that the two Kedushas of Rosh Hashanah is the Kedusha Klalis, and then is the Kedusha Pratis of Rosh Hashanah. And then the Kedusha Klalis of all the Moadim. So based on this Hakdama, we can explain that this din, if you have to say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Teruah, Zichron Teruah, is really totally in the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. And the explanation would appear as follows. According to Rabbi Elazar, who holds that Shabbosim that was said in the Torah is on the special Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, and the Mikra Kodesh is on the general Kedusha. If so, you have to emphasize in Kiddush these two Kedushos. So on the general Kedusha, we say Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh, and on the special Kedusha, we say Yom Teruah. Because this Lashon emphasizes the character of the day. But Zichron Teruah denotes more the pu'ula, the action of making a Zichron Teruah, as opposed to talking about the Kedusha of the day. So we're talking here about what you're saying in the Kiddush. So according to Rebbe Elazar, the correct way of going about it would be that you should mention both the general Kedusha, that's Mikra Kodesh, and then the Torah Hayom, which is Yom Teruah. That would appear to be his Nusach. Not Zichron Teruah. But according to Rabbi Akiva, he holds that Mikra Kodesh is Kedusha Sayyom. That's the special Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. That's expressed through the Anhag of Zichron Teruah. Because that's the Iker Tzuras HaKedusha Miuchedet Shal Rosh Hashanah. So when we add Zichron Teruah, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not an additional thing to the Mikra Kodesh. That's the biur of the tzura of the Mikra Kodesh. That it's a Mikra Kodesh of Zichron Teruah. And for this reason, you don't say Yoim Zichron Teruah. Rather you say Mikra Kodesh Zichron Teruah. Because the nature of the Mikra Kodesh is Zichron Teruah. So again, in the Medrash, what does it say? In this Torah's Kohanim. Rabbi Loza says, Shabboson is Kedusha Sayyom. Mikra Kodesh, Kacheyu. So what's the Kedusha Sayyom? Yom Teruah, that's the nature of the Kedusha Sayyom. And then there's the Kiddush of Klalis, of Mikra Kodesh. And it's a holiday like all holidays. So, therefore you would say in your Nusach, according to Rabbi Lazar, Yom Teruah and Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh. You're emphasizing these two separate Kedushas. Because according to him, the Shabboson is on the special Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, and Mikra Kodesh is on the Kedusha Klalis. So emphasize each one individually. Emphasize the Shabboson aspect and the Kedusha Miuchedes and say Yom Teruah, and emphasize the Mikra Kodesh, and therefore say Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh. Rabbi Akiva says no. Mikra Kodesh is the Kedusha Sayom. Mikra Kodesh is the special Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. And how is this Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah expressed? It's expressed with Zichron Shrua, because that's the Ikar Tzuras HaKadosh of Rosh Hashanah. So the Zichron Shrua isn't adding on to the Mikra Kodesh, it's not something additional. It's the explanation of the Mikra Kodesh. It's a Mikra Kodesh of Zichron Shrua. So if you don't say Yom Zichron Shrua, you say Mikra Kodesh Zichron Shrua. It's a Mikra Kodesh of Zichron Shrua. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Akiva says, Enu Armela Shabbos and Shvus, which according to Rabbi Akiva, that's the Kolam Odos. And the Mikra Kodesh is the special Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. So in this, his Nusach of the Kiddush, we're only talking about, we're mixing the two together, we're saying it's a general day of Kedusha. And what's the nature of this Kedusha? The special Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. It's a Mikra Kodesh of Zichron Shrua. So according to this, we understand the Nusach of the Rambam. It's even the Nusach of Maseches Sofer. Maseches Sofer holds like Rebbe Lazar. And the Pasuk of Mikra Kodesh was said about the general Kedusha. And you have to mention both Kedushas. And therefore it says in the Maseches Sofrim, Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh Uviyom Tkiyas Shofer Hazikaron Hazeh. So you're mentioning both Kiddushes. In the Girsa of the Gra, it's Bimkom Yom Tkiya Shofar Yom HaTruah. The point is that you're mentioning both. You're mentioning the Kedusha HaKlalis and the Kedusha HaPratis. But we're passing like Rabbi Akiva. Then Mikra Kodesh is Kedusha Sayom. And what's the Kedusha Sayom? The Zichron Shrua. That's the form, that's how it's expressed. That's how this Kedusha Sayom is expressed. That's why the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Akiva. What was the Rambam's Nusach? The Rambam's Nusach is, as we said before, Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Zichron Shrua. What's the Mikra Kodesh? It's a Zichron Shrua. That's the Tzura of the Mikra Kodesh. Now the Mikra Kodesh is expressed this holy day, the blowing of the shofar. And that's like Rabbi Akiva. So the Rambam's passing like Rabbi Akiva. So that sounds pretty good, but there's something that's still bothering us. And that is, why don't we mention in Kiddush, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Kiddushas HaShabbos and Sheish Barash Hashanah. Remember, Rabbi Akiva also holds there's two Kiddushas. There's a Kiddusha Klal and a Kiddusha Pratis. And all he seems to be interested in mentioning in Kiddush is the Kiddusha Pratis. You know how it's a Zichr Mikra Kodesh? Because it's Zichr and Shrua. That's awesome. What about the general Kiddusha of Shabbos, which he holds as the general Kiddusha? So it would appear that we can say that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Shem Shabboson that was said in the Torah is not a special Shem Shabboson because of the Kedusha Klalos of the Moedos, but it's also connected with the special Kedusha of Yom HaZikaron that the Ikar Tzura is Zichron Shrua. So now we're saying that even when it says we originally thought Shabboson is only talking about the general Kedusha, Rosh Hashanah is a general Kedusha, and now we're saying no, it's not a special Shem Shabboson because of the Kedusha Kedalos of the Moedos, but this Shabboson is also connected to Rosh Hashanah, to the Zichron Shrua of Rosh Hashanah. And Memela, that's all that's mentioned. We don't mention the Kedusha Kedalos. So what's Pshat? Why is that? So in the previous Siman, in the Sefer, in Siman Chav Beis, hopefully we'll be able to speak that out as well, hoping God should give us life. Depends mostly on Hashem and a little bit on us trying to be his partner. So he explains that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Zikaron Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because that's the Ikar Tzuras HaMalchias. They have to be Mekabel Aleinu Ol Malchusa Yisbarach Shmo. That's the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kabbalas Malchus, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's Rosh Hashanah. So the Fize Nirah, Shema Shene'amar Batorah, Shabbaton V'Rosh Hashanah, Mitzoraf. So if that's true, when it says in the Torah Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, that's connected to the Zichron Shrua. It's talking about Zichronis and Shofars. That through the Kedushas HaShvis of HaMenucha Mimelacha, which is Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, like other Moedos, where it's Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. So other Moedos are Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. And here, the Zichronis and the Shofars are Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. So when it says Shabbosam, there's the connection of Shabbosam, of the general Kedusha, is connected Dafka to Rosh Hashanah. There's usually a general Kedusha of the Moadim of Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Rosh Hashanah, when it says it here, by Rosh Hashanah Shabbosam, it's talking about not the Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim in general of the Moadim, but the Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim as it's connected to Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is about Kabbalas Malchus, and so is Tzius Mitzrayim. And for this reason, the Torah was makdim Shabbosim to Zichron Shrua. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Dabar el bnei Yisrael leimor. This is Amor 23:24. Bechodesh Hashvi, beEchad laChodesh, Yielachem Shabboson Zichron Shrua Mikra Kodesh. The Torah is makdim the Shabboson to the Zichron Shrua which is matim to the Malchiyah, Zichronis, and Shofris. Because what's the Zichron Shrua? Zichron, Zichronis, Trua, Shofris. Shabbosim, what's the Shabbosim? That's the Kedusha Klalus of the Moadim. Zech L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Oh, Zech L'Tzias Mitzrayim, Malchiyah. Because Tzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So it's beautiful they have Malchiyah, Zichronis, and Shofris. And that's matim to the Pasuk. Shabbosim, Zichron Shura, Shabbosim equals Malchiyah, because that's the Kedusha Klalos of the Moadim of Zech L'Tzias Mitzrayim. And so is Rosh Hashanah Zech L'Tzias Mitzrayim, because we left Mitzrayim, we were Kabbal Malchus Hashem, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's the Shabbosim. Zichron is Zichronis, and Shura is the Shofris. And then it says Vayter, Mikra Kodesh. That's the special Mikra Kodesh of Rosh Hashanah. So now we understand why we don't mention the Shvisa B'Kedusha Seyom. Because based on our explanation, there is no Din Shvisa because of the Kedusha of Kolos of the Moados. The Shem Shabbason, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, is also because of the Tzuras Mikra Kodesh HaMiyuchad Shel Rosh Hashanah. That it joins together with the Zichron Shrua through the Malchiyah, Zichronis, and Shofris. As please God, we're going to talk about later, I hope. But in the meantime, we see Shitas Rebbe Lazar. He mentioned each Kedusha separately. That's the Shita Masechet Sofrim, Kedusha Klos, Kedusha Rosh Hashanah. And then we see Shitas Rebbe Akiva. Is that really the Kedusha HaKlolis of Rosh Hashanah is enmeshed with the Kedusha Pratis of Rosh Hashanah, because they were both about Kabbalas Malchus. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk Shabbosan Zichron Shrua Mikra Kodesh. It's a Shabbosan which is Malchus from Kabbal Malchus Shemayim. We left Egypt, that's the leaving Egypt part, that's the general Kedusha part. But that's enmeshed with the Zichron, with the Zichronis, and with the Tshuah, with the Shofras, and that's the Mikra Kodesh, that's the holy day that we're talking about. So that would be Shitas Rabbi Akiva, and that would be the Nusach of the Rambam. That, as we saw, the Rambam's Nusach was in a Seder Tfilas Hashanah, Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh, Zichron Tshuah. That's the tzur of the Mikra Kodesh, it's the Zichron Shrua. And we don't say like in Masechet Sofrim, Mikra Kodesh hazeh, over Rosh Hashanah hazeh, over Yom Tkiyah Shofar Hazikaron hazeh, or Yom Truah hazeh, like the Gra has it. He separates the Kedusha Klalos of Mikra Kodesh and then the separate Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. Yom Truah, or Yom Tkiyah, Yom Truah. That's the special Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Akiva says they're enmeshed, because even the general Kedusha here of Tzias Mitzrayim, of Moadim, is really part and parcel of Kedusha's Rosh Hashanah. This we can also understand the Shinui HaNusach Shalanu Minusach HaMuv HaMasech HaSof Mesiyam HaBracha. How do we end off? V'Kadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron V'Azmanim. That's how we end off according to the Masech HaSof. V'Kadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron V'Azmanim. And in our Nusach, what's the Siyam HaDvarim? Yom HaZikaron. Not Mekadish Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron V'Zanim, Mekadish Yisrael V'Zikaron, believe Azmanim. Because that the Masechet Sofrim holds, that you also end the Hazav Azmanim, it's because the Masechet Sofrim was like Rebbe Lazar, and Rosh Hashanah also has Kedusha Samoados HaKlalis, besides the special Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore we mention at the end of the Bracha, the Kedusha clause of Zmanim. Mekadesh, he sanctifies the Jewish people. He sanctifies Yom HaZikaron. But Zmanim, there's also a Kedusha clause. But Lahalacha, we paskin, like Rabbi Akiva, that the Kedusha of the Mordos HaKlolos is included, is enmeshed with the Kedushas Rosh Hashanah. Because even the Shem Shabboson is Machmas Kedushas Rosh Hashanah. That's connected to the Din Mikra Kodesh Zichron Shrua. So you don't have to end off Azmanim. Azmanim is in a separate, disparate part. It's part and parcel of the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. The Kedusha of Azmanim of Yitzias Mitzrayim of Mordos. So therefore it doesn't warrant a special mention. So the Maisa, we have a lot more to talk about to be Miyashev, but in the meantime we've already seen the flows. Just thinking in different categories, thinking about the Kedusha, it's a very brisker thing to do. To think about the various types of Kedusha. To define, we recently had a shiur, Mibet Brisk, where we defined the different types of Kedusha Sayom and Yom Kippur. Now we're busy defining the different Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah. So please God, in the next shiur, I'm very much hoping that we are zocha to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.